A reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 6. One Sabbath, while Jesus was going through the grain fields, his disciples picked some heads of grain, rubbed them in their hands, and ate them. But some of the Pharisees said, "Why are you doing that? What is not lawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus answered, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God and took and ate bread of the presence, which it is not lawful for anyone but the priests to eat, and gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.'" The Gospel of the Lord. This reading today suggests several things. One, that the Pharisees were on the constant lookout to see what evil things Jesus and his followers were getting up to. Two, it was a funny thing that on weekdays it was a mercy to allow people to pluck their heads of grain and rub them to eat when they were hungry. But on the Sunday it was considered harvesting, and therefore was illegal, even if you were starving. That's a point raised by Barbara Reed. And then, in today's world, the connection between this reading and things happening around us are amazing. The paranoid fleeing of refugees flooding into Hungary, hundreds of thousands of them, is mind-boggling. And people feel bewildered and incapable of doing anything or doing enough. How can this crisis be met with hundreds of thousands of people fleeing day after day after day, more and more people losing their lives in the struggle to get to a place where they can find a future, food for their family, work for their family, a place to live in peace. And Jesus says, take what's in the temple, what's given for the priests only, and David said, take and eat. Jesus was quoting David. And this is re-echoed again recently by Pope Francis when he says in paragraph 79, Earth's fruits are meant to benefit everyone. We are left with many challenges at all angles. And applying this to our own lives, we can see so much of it happening anyway. The recent letter from the sisters who fled from Iraq to Kurdistan, the amount of work they're doing to help the lot of the asylum seekers there, with the benefit and help from the American Dominican sisters, is amazing. Forming kindergartens so that the children will ease the tension on their parents for a few hours each day. Tents, blankets, basics of life, the sisters are spreading around among the people living in these very tiny tents day after day after day. And we in our big houses are cautious about letting anyone in to share them with us. There are many, many challenges. The other side of this gospel reading is about the Sabbath. The Sabbath, the Pharisees in their law wanted to honor the day of rest when all had a spell. Even the animals had a spell from their workaday life. The Sabbath day constantly gets degraded with all sorts of commitments. It's very hard for a family to have a day's fun together on a regular basis, enjoying the life and pleasures, worries, upsets, ups and downs and progress of the various members of the family. The connection between the degradation of the Sabbath and the degradation of bountiful generosity towards others seem to go hand in hand. And so the challenges abound around us as we make a connection between this small gospel from Luke with the events in our own personal lives and the life of this planet.